Welcome to Your Prayer Intentions with author Peter and Jimmy. And we welcome your prayers at WQPHradio.org.
Oh Mary, send my prayers to heaven. Don't let another day go by. You can ask the Lord to help me. When my cross gets heavy and my soul is dry, oh Jesus, hear my cry. Oh Mary, send my prayers to the sky, along with all of my intentions, every word takes flight.
This broadcast is sponsored by Viola's Fitchburg Tire and Service. Contact them at violatire.net.
Hello and welcome to the latest edition of Your Prayer Intentions. My name is Peter and Jimmy of Knights Columbus Council 15962, and I'm here for the next 25 minutes to share in and pray for your prayer intentions. And today, our gospel that we're going to deal with is the fourth Sunday of Advent, and I have a lot to say about this gospel. But let's read it first. This is from the Gospel of Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she found she was with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save the people from their sins." And all of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and he took his wife into his home. Now, there's several things about Joseph I want to talk about that we have to look at this gospel. Now, the gospel does not talk about Mary being contacted by the angel of all. Now, we all know the story of Gabriel and Mary's yes to the angels. But let's consider Joseph for a second. Now, Joseph is betrothed to Mary, and he finds her with child. Now, he's a righteous man. He knows what the penalty is here. And again, remember, before he even has his dream, what is he going to do? Does he act like he's insulted? Does he act like he's been wronged? He decides, you know what? She's a kid. I'm going to just quietly divorce her. And I'm not going to make a fuss about this. And consider what people are going to think at this point. He's not outraged. He's not upset. He's not doing any of this stuff. Since he's going to divorce her like this, they're wondering, is he just abandoning her? Did he knock her up and just decide, I don't want to go through with it? So people would think that. Some people would. Or they would think him less manly for not demanding vengeance or the punishment of the law. So Joseph's first instinct when considering that he might have been wronged is mercy. Now remember, he's not immaculately conceived by Mary. He's a man with original sin. Unlike Mary, he's not immune to sin during his life. There's nothing in doctrine that says that Joseph never sinned. Yet his first choice is mercy. What does Jesus say in this gospel? Mercy. He talks about mercy over and over again. And then he has a dream. The angel of the Lord says, "Listen, take her in as your wife through the Holy Spirit that this has been done." Now remember, he's already decided that he is going to just quietly let this go. But what happens here? Now he has this dream. And the dream becomes you know, the basis. He decides, okay, I'm going to let this go. Now think about this for a second. He doesn't have what Mary had. The angel of the Lord appearing to him directly. He doesn't have what Elizabeth and Zechariah had. The angel appearing directly. He has a dream. Yet from this dream, he decides, I'm going to do this. I'm going to obey this dream. So he not only decides not to divorce Mary, but he's going to, you know, he's going to marry her. And people are going to, what are people going to think? People are going to think that he knocked her up early. And they're going to decide, you know, look at Joseph doing this. So think about this. Joseph still does what the angel says. But it's still a dream. And you never know how someone's going to react to, you know, in the back of your head, you can say, did I imagine this? Did I imagine this? Did I imagine this? So picture all of this stuff. And Joseph says yes. His first instinct is mercy. His second instinct is yes, and to go along with the dream. Unlike Mary, he's trusting his dream. He's trusting not what he's actually seen, but what he's dreamt. Imagine what it would have been like for Joseph when the shepherds show up. Imagine what it would be like when the shepherds came and say, these angels appeared and said, this is what's happening. That is Joseph's reward, in a sense. You followed the word of God, even though it was a dream, even though it was not spelled out to you in ways that you could be absolutely positive that it was the case. You decided to trust. As we know, there may be some embarrassment for you. Decides to go for it. And is rewarded there. And that's why, you know, they say St. Joseph, terror of demons. How is he a terror of demons? He trusted, because his instinct is mercy, and he trusts. He trusts God. His reward was the confirmation that it's the truth. Joseph, in my opinion, Joseph doesn't get as much credit as he deserves. Joseph deserves a lot of credit. I mean, obviously he's St. Joseph. Obviously he's one of the great figures in the church. But Joseph doesn't get the attention that Mary has. Mary was full of grace. The Lord was with her. She said yes to God. But had the advantage, as I said, of being immaculately conceived. Had the advantage of not being inclined, no original sin, which gives her an advantage in terms of sin. Joseph doesn't have that advantage, but still says yes, but still goes through, but still trusts, and trusts in terms of mercy. This is a great, great thing. This is a great, great thing. And St. Joseph is St. Joseph is the head of the Holy Family. And because he followed this dream, and because it was proved true, when the message is given him to a dream, flee to Egypt, because Herod's coming after you, after the visit of the Magi. He doesn't hesitate. And because of the dream, he says, okay, it's safe to come back. He comes back. Joseph, yes to God, opens the door for him to be the proper protector for Christ. He does the job well. And this little gospel, this gospel in Matthew, talks about him saying, he did that, he awakes, he did as the angel commanded him. doesn't hesitate, doesn't second guess himself. I'm going to do this. I'm going to trust what God has told me. I'm going to trust, and I'm going to take on the forum of people who are thinking, yeah, he couldn't wait, huh? You know, he should have waited. That's not the way to do things. Didn't matter. He did what was commanded. And the reward is heaven. And who was the great beneficiary of this? It's us. It's very much us. And we need to be grateful to St. Joseph, the head of the Holy Family, for his yes to God. And it's an amazing thing that he did this, that he said yes, without the advantages of Mary. And sometimes you have to wonder, remember, God is Jesus' father, but Joseph is the example Jesus has on earth as he's growing up. How much of what Jesus did, how much of what Jesus carried himself, came from the example of Joseph? Now, Scripture doesn't tell us. We get some guesses from the chosen, but that's drama. We just don't know. All we know is this, that the biggest example that Jesus gave, was given by Joseph, was his yes to God. Jesus gets that example from both Mary and Joseph. Yes to God. God says, do this, I'm going to say yes. And when the time comes, when he's tempted by the devil, and when the time comes when he's in the garden and asks, you know, can this be taken from me? What does Jesus do? He says yes to God. And remember, even though he is true God and true man, because he's true man, Jesus can say no. Jesus has the choice. Just as Mary has the choice. Just as Joseph had the choice. Jesus is human. He's God and he's man. Fully human, fully God. He could say no. That's why it's a temptation when the devil tempts him. That's why it's frustration, because he understands what it's going to be. And it's not going to be pleasant. But he says yes. And what helps him say yes? The example of Mary, the example of Joseph. May we as parents set that example for our children. May we as children follow the examples of our parents in their righteousness and of the Holy Family in how we should conduct ourselves. Now I want to do our prayer requests from the prayer wall. We're going to start with a private intention. And remember, you can put up private intentions. Just put private intention. We're happy to pray for it. You don't have to give any details. We don't need details. We're just happy to pray for them. Let's go to the prayer wall. And I also encourage you to go to the prayer wall and pray for the intentions posted there. That's wqphradio.org/praywall. If you don't want to put up intentions, fine. You don't have to sign in, but you can pray for the intentions there and leave feedback showing that you prayed. So a prayer intention for Beverly Allen's health and recovery as she comes home from being in the hospital for the last 3 months. Very happy to pray for that. A prayer request for Erica, who needs help. Happy to pray for that. I want to add an unlisted intention for a relative who's away from the faith. Happy to pray for that. For the soul of Eric Sullivan and his two children who survive him. For Scott Blake, who passed away from cancer, and his wife Michelle. I'd like to pray for the two Mary Ann's, which is part of our standard prayer requests. For the intentions of the Sisters of the Rosary and the Dominican Sisters of St. Cecilia. For all of our local priests, we're going to have a busy time the next couple of weeks. For Mary Lotz, for the soul of Nancy. For the prayer intentions of Madeline, of Chris, of Carol, and of Claire, all their prayer requests. They have long prayer lists, so we're going to pray for all the people on their prayer lists. Pray for a sister who's coming home for rehab and a sister-in-law who has terminal cancer. We'll pray for Marna, Fran, and Jane. We'll pray for a lady, this is unlisted, who is having some issues at her job. And pray for people who are trying to make ends meet during this Christmas season. And I will also pray for all of the prayer requests of our Knights of Columbus chapter 15962. And for the prayer requests of all those who are listening now who did not get a chance to put in a prayer request on the prayer wall. So we're going to pray for all those things. And since we're talking about Joseph, and after the Annunciation, we're going to pray the second joyful mystery, which is the Visitation. And also I want to pray for the continued success of the ecumenical actions between the Pope and the Patriarch of Constantinople. Anything that brings us and the Orthodox closer together is a great thing. So we're going to pray the second joyful mystery, and we're going to pray this as we pray all things in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The second joyful mystery is the Visitation. We offer thee, O Lord Jesus, the second decade, and all thy visitation, thy Holy Mother, to our cousin St. Elizabeth, and the sanctification of St. John the Baptist. And we ask of thee, through this mystery and through the intercession of thy Holy Mother, charity towards our neighbor. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls into heaven, especially those who are most need of thy mercy. May the grace and mystery of the Visitation come down to our souls. Amen. Now we're going to pray for the intentions of the Holy Father, and for those of you doing the indulgence calendar, and since I received communion today, I will offer the indulgence for the prayers that I've said today for the person whose name is on the calendar for today. We'll start with the prayer of St. Gertrude the Great. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my own family. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen. And my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead souls into heaven, especially those who are most need of thy mercy. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. We pray all these things as we pray everything in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, I want to give a plug to an event that's a little bit away. Over the past 2 years, we did a Shrove Tuesday, a brunch for WQPH. But we're doing something different this year. We're going to have a Shrove Tuesday breakfast. It's going to be February 17th, 2026, and it's going to be at St. Bernard's Parish downstairs in the hall. And we're doing this for a couple of reasons. Wasn't able to get the speakers we were looking for. But the breakfast is going to be better in several ways. First of all, it's only going to be $10. It's a fundraiser to raise money for our table space at the Catholic Men's Conference. Only going to be $10 instead of $40. So it'll be much less expensive. Furthermore, there's two Masses at St. Bernard's on that morning. There's a 7 a.m. Mass and an 8 a.m. Mass and a rosary in between. So there's a great prayer opportunity for that on that Tuesday there. Furthermore, after the Masses, there's the Blessed Sacrament. So, well, in addition to having some relics there available for veneration, there's going to be the Blessed Sacrament for you to adore there. So, you'll have a very nice breakfast. Be pancakes and ham and coffee and so forth. Only cost you $10. You'll pay it that much at least if you go out to eat elsewhere. And you'll be raising money to help out WQPH have our table at the Catholic Men's Conference. I'll be doing the cooking myself. So if there's any complaints about the cooking, it'll be my fault. And we'll be hopefully having the Holy Face people there as well. But it'll be a great deal. Come on down. We'll even have takeout available if necessary, if it's something you want. And I know it's very early to mention this because this is February 17th, but we want to get it started early. You're not going to have to pre-buy tickets, but you can send in if you want. If you want to prepay, you know, go to the WQPH site, put in the $10, put in $11 if you want to help cover the PayPal fees, and put in breakfast for Shrove Tuesday. Shrove Tuesday breakfast, St. Bernard's Parish. That's on Mechanic Street in Fitchburg. Now let's do our closing prayers in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God of mercy, as we reach out to those seeking you, send forth your Holy Spirit upon this station, this show, all those who are listening to this show, all the shows on the station, all those who listen to WQPH in particular and EWTN in general, to renew us in faith. Enable us to share the good news of the gospel with loving words and caring deeds so that those who have drifted away may be drawn to your church and follow the way of your Son, Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the light. We make our prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord, and we pray this in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. From all of us at WQPH, a very Merry Christmas from Your Prayer Intentions. WQPH 89.3 FM Shirley Fitchburg is delighted to welcome our newest underwriter, Viola's Fitchburg Tire and Service, 94 Boulder Drive, Fitchburg, Mass. 978-342-8666, www.violatire.net, to our family. We at WQPH are very proud to bring you the best and faithful Catholic radio, both locally produced and from EWTN, just as the Viola family is proud to have been serving the same northern central Worcester County area for over 60 years. So if you stop by Viola's Fitchburg Tire and Service, 94 Boulder Drive, Fitchburg, 978-342-8666, or visit their website at www.violatire.net, that's VIOLATIRE.net, please thank them for helping WQPH bring you Christ's Word here in northern central Worcester County.
Wishing you, your family, and your loved ones a most special season of Advent and especially Thanksgiving to the Lord, to Our Lady of Perpetual Help, and to all those who have prayed and worked so hard to make WQPH our little local blessed radio station. From your friends here at WQPH.
This third week of Advent begins with Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete means rejoice. Gaudete in Domino semper in terram dico gaudete. That translates as rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. This is the week of the different color Advent candle and vestments. While you may be thinking it's pink, the actual color is rose, to symbolize rejoicing in the closeness of Christmas. We're going to look at the genealogy of Jesus found at the beginning of Matthew's Gospel. And I know what you're thinking. What rejoicing is there in a long list of Old Testament figures, half of whom I've never heard of? Well, if we dig deeper, there is a few names that stand out. More specifically, five women. It's rare for women to be named in biblical genealogies, but what's even more odd is the first four listed. No mention of the well-known matriarchs like Sarah or Rachel, but rather some outsiders or damaged characters. Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, and Bathsheba. Tamar and Rahab are connected with prostitution. Ruth isn't even an Israelite, but rather from the kingdom of Moab. And Bathsheba was a Hittite and was either a victim of King David's lust or a willing adulterer. These characters are cause for rejoicing because they remind us that Jesus came into this world to save us, sinners with our damaged lives. Even some of the matriarchs of his own family were outsiders who had a shameful past. But with the love of God, we too can have hope. The final and fifth woman mentioned in Jesus' genealogy is herself a great cause for rejoicing. Mary, the mother of Jesus, unlike the other women mentioned, is the perfect matriarch, who will become our mother too because we are Christians. In this third week of Advent, let us rejoice in the Lord always, especially for our families, damaged as they may be, and also for Him giving us Mary as a perfect spiritual mother. This is Matt Maloney from KnowTheFaith.net.
Hello, I'm Kendra Von Esch. I want to talk about Catholic Christian love. Let's remember, when we are out and about in this world, we should be shining the light of Jesus through our actions and our words. This also includes through our fingers as we type on social media, emails, and texts too. I always remember Gandhi, who said, "I like your Christ. I do not like your Christians. Your Christians are so unlike your Christ." Let's not be those Christians. Maybe you can start in your parish by reaching out and saying hello to an unfamiliar face, probably in the back pew like I was most of my journey, so that they feel welcomed and a part of a community instead of a part of a liturgical service that ends when Mass is over. And be the light to the whole world by smiling at those we encounter. It's just that simple. For more inspiration, go to KendraVonAsch.com.
This is Peter and Jemmy, host of Your Prayer Intentions, every Saturday here on 89.3 WQPH Shirley Fitchburg. Do you have a prayer request that you'd like me to pray for, or perhaps the whole community? Well, include that prayer request in an email. Specify if you want it on air or off, and email that prayer request to WQPH893@comcast.net. Let me repeat that. It's WQPH893@comcast.net, and we will pray for you. If you have an urgent request that you're looking for immediate prayer, tweet me directly at the Tech Guy Blog on Twitter, or the Tech Guy Blog on Gab. God bless you.